Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughters, her friends and family. And we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. So happy new year all year. every year, we joyfully wish each other a happy new year, and the happiness is often short-lived. Within days, we tend to go back to our usual stress-filled way of living. We want to change that now. Today's show with health guru Beverly Nadler is about creating lasting happiness with simple, scientifically proven strategies and ideas. Join us for a feel-good show that will help you enjoy happiness this year and for the next 365 years and beyond. And folks, one secret to the joy, to having joy 365 days a year, is to have friends that love you, that care about you, that support you. Interestingly enough, we have one right here, right now with us, my friend, health guru, Beverly Nadler. She's as extraordinary a friend as she is a poet and an author. Much love, joy, and all the goodies in life to you, Beverly Nadler, and your family. Welcome.
Thank you, Joyce, and right back to you. May this be a wonderful, blessed year for you, my very, very dear friend. I not only appreciate you, but I appreciate the opportunity you give me to share the things that are so important to so many people besides us on this show. And it is a wonderful show. Really, you are a blessing with the decision that you made to really assist people through Joyce Barry and Friends. It's wonderful.
And thank you for being one of the Joyce Barry Friends now and forever.
That's right, now and forever. Well, this is a show about happiness, and we just shared some of the things that make us happy, which is having good friends and enjoying your friends and enjoying your family and the people that you don't enjoy but need to communicate with. Keep it to a minimum, folks, and also look into your own heart if you're dealing with people that don't bring you joy but that need to be in your life for whatever reason. Look into your own heart and recognize everybody's going through their stuff, and people have all kinds of programs and beliefs which may not agree with yours, and I'm going to say, use this, forgive them. They know not what they do, and to the best of your ability, stay away from arguing with them, because you will have a much happier new year and life if you stay away from things that are contentious, to the best of your ability. That's not always easy. So let's look at what does make people happy. And my question to you is, what makes you happy?
Three things in particular. Good movies makes me happy, the light ones. Good songs. I have music on all the time as well. Good friends, family, people that care. Those are the things. And I just want to say about this time of the year, with the kind of music we're hearing, Christmas music, carols, I play that all year because it makes me happy. I play Christmas movies all year, and I want to recommend that every day be a Christmas day.
Beautifully said, Joyce. And that would be a Christmas day for the people that appreciate and love Christmas, whatever it is that makes a person happy. And so I pose that question, which I'm not going to get an answer from, but each one of you who are listening, ask yourself, what is it that makes me happy? What makes me feel good? It's so important that you know what makes you happy, because every day you have the opportunity to choose one or more things that, in the midst of whatever is going on, and we know that this world has both the positive and the negative, the ups and the downs, there's traumas, there's all kinds of things that are happening, and we have the ability to choose what side we will look at, what we will do, and in the midst of whatever is going on, we need to take some time for ourselves to just dwell in, just revel in what makes us happy. And I'm going to mention now some of the things, and think about it. Are these some of the things that make you happy? And perhaps you said, well, yeah, I'd like that, but I don't have time for it. you're going to find the time to do the things that make you happy because they improve your life. And actually, believe it or not, according to a Harvard Business School research of a few years ago, what they found is quite exciting, that everything that was worthwhile in business, and I'm going to say it's also not just in business but in life, improved when people were happy. The statistics were amazing. The creativity improved. Productivity improved. Sales increased. Everything that matters in business increased. Of course, it was business school who was doing this research. But the fact is, when you are happy, it actually changes the way your brain functions. It changes your nervous system. It changes the health. It is something that has been underestimated until, I'd say, basically just relatively few years ago, when people began to look not just at what makes people unhappy, but how to increase happiness. And then the most amazing thing is that neuroscientists began studying the brain, and what they found is that the certain centers that light up, what we call pleasure centers, light up when people are doing or involved in some way in the things that make them happy, and they noticed the effect that this had on their mind and on their body. So this is scientifically proven. Happiness is really, really important. And I'm going to name many of the things, and I want you to think about whether these are some of the things that make you happy.
And I want to quote Voltaire, a renowned philosopher, who said, "I choose to be happy because it is good for my health." So I want to say that really struck me, and I think about that every day. I choose to be happy because it is good for my health.
You are so right about that. It's a wonderful, wonderful quote. So we've talked about friends and family, and Joyce mentioned movies, and I put that as part of my list of entertainment. What entertainment do you enjoy, whether it's on TV or it's going to concerts or shows or whatever you is entertainment that entertains you? What about sports, if you're involved in sports or a watcher of sports, and playing games? There's so many games out there. I think the oldest game that's still popular and still, I think, one of the most popular is Monopoly. I'm not saying you have to love Monopoly, but there are wonderful games out there, and they give people joy. How about travel, planning travel?
I just
travel?
Want to say on Monopoly, it is so popular that they, I do believe in the last year they just updated it, made a more modern version of it. If I'm not mistaken, I did hear that about Monopoly because it's probably one of the most popular games worldwide. So I think they made it more modern.
Yeah, that's interesting. And another interesting thing about games is not only are they fun, but they cause you to think. There are strategies that you have to use, and all of that affects your brain to keep your brain younger. It's really important to exercise your brain and do it in the way that is the most fun for you. So what else do you enjoy? Do you have some hobbies? If you do, think about your hobbies. What, again, do you enjoy? Creativity, listening to music, playing music. You don't have to be a star, but playing music, whether it's piano or guitar or drums or anything, or singing or dancing, whether you're a participant or you're watching it, all of these things are things that make people happy. And the question is, do they make you happy? How about getting a massage or a facial? How about being involved in competitions? People love that. We see it on TV, some of these incredible competitions. Exercise. Now, I know a lot of people do not enjoy exercise, but others love it. We even have a term, gym rat. And what's good about exercise is that whether you like it or not, believe it or not, it will release feel-good endorphins in your brain. Another thing that gives people joy is having a pet. In some places, I know some where people live in condominiums or complexes, They can't have a cat or a dog, but they can have a bird or fish. There are ways, because loving an animal, there is something wonderful about loving an animal, and it's total unconditional love. And then there's just being in nature, walking through the actual nature, the vibrations of nature, trees and such, is so healing that they have people, it started in Japan, I think they have some places in the United States, where people actually now pay to go through woodlands, and they call it a natural meditation, and they pay to do that. You don't have to pay to do that. You can just go to a park. You can even view pictures of nature and affect the brain, those pleasure centers in your brain. And then one of my favorites is reading. Reading for knowledge, reading for fun, reading novels, reading jokes, whatever it is that turns you on. And for me, I love writing. You don't have to be a great author, but writing down your thoughts, perhaps journaling, all of these things are things that make people happy. And what I've asked you, our audience out there, is to think about which of these, and there are so many and there's more, would make you happy.
I want to add to that, and I love everything you said. I want to add random acts of kindness. I know it makes me happy when I can make someone else happy, especially those random acts of kindness. Pay it forward, pay it backward. When people least expect something, they're in a line for a fast food takeout, and they get to the counter, it's paid for. They're at a toll, they get to pay, it's paid for. Those sort of things. This is the time of the year that the Secret Santas show up at the department stores and pay off items on the layaway list. I know that there was over $200,000 paid, I believe it was at several Walmarts, by an anonymous donor who chose to remain anonymous, yet somehow it leaked out that it was Tyler Perry. A couple of $100,000 paid for anyone that had a layaway plan. Imagine going to pick something up for the holiday and it's paid for. So those kind of things, taking every opportunity to make the world a better place, one person and one positive action at a time.
That's wonderful. And there is such wonderful research that shows that doing an act of kindness, something generous, something that even thankfulness, gratitude, volunteering, any of these things that are an act of kindness, as you called it, which is a beautiful way of saying it, that actually changes your brain. It affects the pleasure centers of the brain, the same pleasure centers that food and sex will light up when you do acts of kindness and generosity.
I'm glad that you added sex. Good idea. Let's not leave that out.
Well, I didn't add it. I actually just saw the research, and I thought that is something that probably more people will be interested in kindness when they realize that those same pleasure centers light up, and meaning that it has a positive effect. Like Volcher said, it is good for your health. So, yes, that is something that one can do, and it may not be something you can stop and do in the middle of your day, depending on what's going on that day, but you can certainly take some time out to look at what can I do? How do I relax right now? How do I recuperate? Should I just sit here and think about things that make me happy? Just thinking about things that make you happy are very important. And I'm going to say, if you don't know what actually makes you happy, there is something called the Happiness Club that exists, and it has branches all around the world. It started in the late 1990s in my own hometown, I live in Fairfield, Connecticut, and it was a psychologist, an author, in this town that started the very first happiness club. And you can find it online. You can even decide to get their newsletters. And also they have online happiness clubs. So if there isn't one in your area, and I believe I know they have it as far away as Australia, I remember that, you can join a club and begin to exercise those happiness muscles, because in the midst of, you know, a lot of us are going through traumas. In fact, everyone does to some degree. You know, we could look at some people and say, well, look, they've got everything, but they don't. There's always something. This is a world in which positive and negative exist, in which happiness and sadness exist, in which the good, what we call good, and the bad exist. So when you can take time away from that and just think about the very things that I mentioned, which ones mean something to you? Do you like to sing? Do you like to play an instrument? Do you have a hobby? Do you like to do some athletic stuff, something that you want to watch, some entertainment? What is it that makes you happy? Take a moment or two every single day. Now, why do I say every single day? Because you want to create a happiness habit in your own brain. And what that will do for you, it will begin to have you automatically look for things that make you feel good and do them. You owe it to yourself, because self-love is something that is so important. That will light up the best parts of your brain, self-love. And it's not, but I'm not talking about ego. I'm not talking about selfishness. I'm talking about an appreciation for the gift that was given to you by the creator of yourself. And knowing the creator exists within yourself, and giving love and appreciation to that being who is you, because you are an important person. But you need to choose to be happy, because you were given the free will to do that.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for sharing about the Happiness Club. I never heard of that. And yes, it's in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's also worldwide meetings in Israel, in Jerusalem. It's called the Joy Club. One is called the Women's Happiness Club. In Jordan, in the UK, it's everywhere. I never heard of it. And it made me happy just to know Switzerland, Portugal, South Africa, Scotland, Cyprus. Oh, how cool is that? So thank you for sharing that. I definitely want to look into it. I think that's extraordinary. Worldwide happinessclub.com.
Well, thank you for looking it up. It's just keeps growing and growing, because more and more people realize that they need to create more happiness, even if they have no idea of the research of the brain, that it's going to make you, your brain actually younger, that it's going to make your body healthier. No idea of that, but just the recognition it feels good to be happy. And in the midst of busy, stress-filled lives for most people, we need to take moments out that we can enjoy, that we can relax, that we can recuperate, that we can daydream, that we could play with our pet, or maybe color in a coloring book. We need to do things that bring us back to a harmonious state of mind and body, because harmony is an energy field that resonates with the good things in life, resonates with health, resonates with the things that will make you happy. You will find them, because you are actually setting your brain to look for them. And this is the way that you can be happy every day, regardless of what's going on, because you do something to bring about happiness. And very interesting, and seems like a very small, subtle thing. And this is one of your favorite people, Joyce, Tony Robbins. He said that the most important, imagine, most important and simplest way to increase happiness is through changing your physiology. Now, what does that mean? It means your posture. It means standing up straight. It means holding your head high. It means putting a smile on your face. All of those things give a message to yourself, to your brain, to your nervous system, to your body, that I am happy. And what happens when you're happy is that you automatically, your brain and nervous system are automatically releasing the chemicals and hormones that produce greater health.
I just want to say, like, what makes me really happy, like I said, when I watch these movies, television, happy things. One in particular is a show that I found by accident. It's on My 15, so I don't know who gets it or who doesn't get the show. It's called Funny You Should Ask, and they have a panel of six top comedians, well-known comedians, on the panel. And they're asked a question, and every single question they give a funny answer, everyone, and then they say whether it's true or false or fill in the blank, and there's two contestants that have to guess whether the comedian is saying, yes, I get that, or no, that's not true. And so it's a game for points, three rounds. I love the show because they're so quick on the comeback with the funny answers. And in the trivia, I learned so much from the trivia. So that's an extraordinary show, folks. You can check that online, see if you get it. Funny You Should Ask. It's really, really funny.
Go ahead. No, I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the Hallmark Channel. Not everyone gets it, but all their movies are feel-good movies, especially the Christmas ones, one after the other, all day, all night. I watch those movies all year round as well. The songs, I love those. And what's funny about the songs, these Christian songs for the holiday, most of them, the most popular ones were written by Jews. So I want to suggest, you know, you be open to being happy all year round. As the show says, Happy New Year's all year. And that's what today is about, to open up that space to give you enough suggestions that you can include these things in your life.
Speaking of shows that bring you happiness, what brings me happiness are the entertainment shows, the shows like The Voice, like the dance shows, World of Dance. Watching these incredible, talented people brings me tremendous happiness, and it doesn't matter what kind of a day I've had, if I can sit down at the end of the day and watch one of these shows, and the comedies, I save the Seinfeld and the Frasier comedies, and I go to sleep with a comedy. I never, ever go to sleep watching the news, and I would advise anyone listening to this show, anyone, anywhere, that you do not want to go to sleep ending your day with the news, because the news is not particularly meant to make us happy. So you need to choose, or you can choose to have beautiful music on before you go to sleep. For me, a Barbra Streisand concert, that makes me incredibly happy. Another thing that makes me happy is that I love to paint, and I just rediscovered this because I drew as a child, and I painted in the 60s, and recently, in the last few years, my daughter Denise and I have started painting again, and I find that no matter what's going on, just being involved with painting is a joy. And I want to mention one of the things. Color is something that makes you happy. The right colors, blue, green, depending on what you love, but being around colors makes you happy. So when I'm painting, I'm using many, many different colors, and it is just an absolute joy. So you need to find your happiness. What is it for you? You know, I was watching the great light fights on Christmas-like fights on TV. And what makes these people happy and made me happy watching it was the joy that they have in creating these incredible Christmas scenes and lights with all kinds of figures, some of them hand-carved, actually creating little villages. Some of them have these beautiful, beautiful, exquisite decorations. I'm in awe as I watch. And some of these people start to do this to get ready for Christmas in August. So they are doing their happiest thing from August until December. And I guess they find something else after that. But the fact is, find your happiness. That is the theme of this show, because you can be happy every day of the year, regardless of what's going on, if you choose to make that a part of your life, one of your strong intentions. Because just as Groucho Marx said, each morning when I open my eyes, I say to myself, I, not events, have the power to make me happy or unhappy today. I can choose which it shall be. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I just have one day today, and I'm going to be happy in it.
Yes, absolutely. Going back to colors, I'm 100% in accord with you. So I surround myself with my three favorite colors, hot pink, the really beautiful pink purple, and bright blue, the really alive. Those three things, when I see things with those colors, just looking at them makes me happy. So I agree. And the show, I'm going to say, the funny show with the trivia and the jokes definitely makes me laugh and happy all the time. But I'm going to say my number one show is America's Got Talent, because nothing gives me greater pleasure than to see the average person doing something extraordinary, such that his or her life is changed forever. I love to see people win. I love to see people have a dream come true. So America's Got Talent, I just look at those shows, and they make me very happy. Family, friends, if they get you, that makes me happy. I would say we know that most families are dysfunctional. I'm saying most, but it's a very big percentage of that. And sadly, most people don't get us the way we want to be gotten. So it's about seeking out and surrounding yourself with the positivity in life and keeping far, far away from the negativity.
Absolutely, to the best of our ability. And when we are unable to get away from the negativity, then it means that you must then take some time to indulge yourself in whatever it is, whether you have to excuse yourself to go to another room, to go to the bathroom, to go outside, whatever it is, to breathe and visualize, think about what it is that makes you happy. And you know, if you put your hand on your heart and you think about someone or something that you love, you will immediately get into another state of mind. So you can do this. It's the intention and the choice to decide that you want to do this, because the neuroscientists who use brain imaging and actually see what's going on, they have proven what a lot of things that the psychologists and way before that, the mystics and the metaphysicians and the very famous people like Aristotle and Socrates and all, said that we can create our own world. We create it through the way that we think. And now that it's scientifically proven through the brain imaging that the brain will light up when we are in a state of happiness. And that's a state where you feel love, you feel faith, you feel gratitude, you feel appreciation, you feel kindness, you give kindness, you feel people bringing it back to you. You draw in this wonderful, wonderful energy, frequencies, high frequencies that affect you. And everything is energy, and that's why when we mention colors, it's all different frequencies. And by the way, the colors that you chose, Joyce, these
mm-hmm.
are among my favorites also. I will add to that deep turquoise, the bright blue, the deep pink, rose color, the purple, and bright turquoise. These are my, and a lot of my paintings are done with these colors.
My mother's number one favorite color was turquoise. That was her number one favorite color, turquoise. So something you can do, folks, it is in your hands to surround yourself with positivity, with joy, with happiness. And one way you can do that is to tune in to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We offer that every day. Just listen up to what our health guru has to say about that as a means for health and happiness. And I just ready to share that with you from the studio when my hand slipped. So give me a moment. Beverly, why don't you share how that poem came to be? It's so extraordinary, and I will get to it in a moment.
I don't know. The poem just came to me one day. I was just thinking about what an unusual and wonderful show it is, and all of the things that it includes. I don't have it to memory, or I would say it for you, but it just came to me. Got it?
Yes. I just wanted you to share that. I was really ready to just share that from the studio when my hand slipped. And I got to other things. Here we go.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. It's as simple as going to Joyce Barry and Friends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and spell that, Joyce Barry and Friends.com. Right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. Simply by clicking on that, you can join the thousands of loyal listeners who became followers. So you'll know about every show, about every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them, because when you cannot be with us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can download or play them from our archives 24/7, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And on that site on the upper right is a search bar. If you type in Beverly Nadler, all her shows will come up. If you type in happiness, those shows will come up. So it's a great resource, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And as I said, music, colors, all those things make me happy. So let's share a little more music. Jingle Bells.
trivia. Believe it or not, it was written for Thanksgiving.
Wrong with the transmission, because you're not coming as clear to me, and I don't know if that's affecting the transmission for our listeners or it's just happening to me.
It's just happening to you.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. So that was
okay.
One of the things
so
I learned from the
I want to point out two things, basically. One of them is, in addition to doing things that increase happiness in the moment, and everything I've talked about is how to increase happiness, do this each day, find something, because then your brain is now programmed more or less to look for things that make you happy. But in addition to that, the psychologists and the researchers in human potential and in happiness say that long-term happiness does not come from things, it doesn't come from stuff, it doesn't come from having more money. What it comes from is being involved in spirituality. They're not talking about religion, they're talking about spirituality, the sense, the recognition that there is a higher power, that you are part of that higher power, that this world basically continues on, even though there is a rhythm of things that are negative, but always we are going in an uplifting, evolving direction, and we are all part of that, all connected to this one reality that most people call God, or they might call nature, or the power, or the infinite, but they have more peace of mind, and that is so important to happiness, because they believe that there is something beautiful, something meaningful, regardless of outer events. So spirituality is something that really helps us to have happiness regardless of what's going on, a general sense of happiness. And it helps us to be less stressed by the disappointments and frustrations of everyday life. And some ways that people bring themselves into more of a spiritual sense is through meditation, through prayer, through yoga, Qigong, Tai Chi. All of these things help us to create a sense of spirituality, which means a great deal to happiness constantly as a thread that is moving within us regardless of what's going on. That is one of the two things that I wanted to present to you, and I will pause before I present the second.
You can present the second. That was very interesting. Go ahead. Feel free to go on.
Okay. So Lincoln is another one who said, a man is about as happy as he makes up his mind to be. But there are two reasons. And in my research and my working with people as a reprogramming coach and as a nutritionist, that I have found that there are two reasons why people cannot and do not choose happiness when they think they want to. And the first reason is they have a program. They have a habit of seeing the glass half empty. They have a habit of seeing the dark side of life. And it's so strong, the conditioning is so powerful, that their brain automatically continues to look for the things they can criticize or be unhappy about. Even in the midst of things that are good, they find ways to be unhappy. And I'm going to say that if that's something that is an issue for you, you may need help with that, but also many people have been helped by using some simple techniques, one of which, a very important one, is in my book, Vibrational Harmony, and that book you can find on my website, BeverlyNadler.com. The book, Vibrational Harmony, the first half of the book explains more about how the universe works, very important information, which we often have shows on. The second half is all about programming, conditioning, how the mind works, conscious and subconscious, and it has techniques for releasing negativity. And as you release negativity, the things that stand in the way of your happiness, you will find it is a lot easier to create happiness. So programming is one way one problem, an issue, and the other has to do with the brain not receiving the nutrients it needs. They can't choose happiness because their brain simply doesn't have the nutrition, and their nervous system doesn't have the nutrition. What's extremely important are the B vitamins, and B vitamins are destroyed by sugar and processed foods. They literally remove the B vitamins. So that's one, that plus also very important is the brain is made up, a lot of it is fat, and what they call the omega-3s, so that eating salmon or sardines, flaxseed, chia seeds, these help the brain. The American diet, our typical diet of processed, chemical-laden, GMO, pesticide, hormone-laden, antibiotic-laden foods are literally interfering with our ability to be happy because they are affecting our brain in a very, very negative way. And our bodies also, and it causes depression and anxiety and literally makes it impossible for people to feel happy. So keep those two things in mind if, in fact, you go through our list. And I highly recommend not only this show, we have done happiness shows, and they're all different, meaning they will include some of the same things, but the amount of research in the past few years on happiness is tremendous. And so Joyce pointed out before, you can go to the menu and just put in, you know, my name and happiness, and a lot of different shows that we've done will come up on that, because it is worthwhile. It should be one of the most important things that you do for yourself, and that is to find ways to be happy, regardless of what's going on the outside.
I like this quote that says, for every minute you are angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. And folks are usually about as happy as they make up their minds to be. What you think about, you bring about. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. So it focuses on gratitude, being grateful for the things that you surround yourself with that perhaps you take for granted. You don't want to take things for granted. You want to really appreciate each day that you wake up is something to be happy about. Colette said, what a wonderful life I've had. I only wish I realized it sooner. And Maya Angelou, my mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive and to do so with passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. And Thomas Jefferson, our greatest happiness does not depend on the condition of life in which chance has placed us, but is always the result of a good conscience, good health, occupation, and freedom in all your pursuits. So if you go to Google and click happiness, you'll find thousands of quotes that will motivate and inspire you to be happy.
That's great. I'm glad you had these quotes, Joyce, because your motivation is a very important thing. Passion is a very important thing. But finding your own joy, what is it for me? When I say me, I'm talking to each one of you, that makes you happy, and having an intention to actually put that more into your life, doing it, being involved in it, whatever it is. And you will find that not only will you be happier, but you will be healthier, your relationships will improve, and if you're at work, you know, you're working, productivity, all of these things as Harvard Business School. And don't forget the physiology. It's so easy to slump, and it has a tremendous effect when, as Tony Robbins said, you just simply change your physiology. So many things that you can do, and you can do them 365 days and beyond.
Speaking of Tony Robbins, I've taken a few of his seminars. He ends with Simply the Best by Tina Turner, that song. And to listen to that song, you just have to feel good and want to bounce around. So that's the kind of music, if you want to change your physiology, that's one of the best to do so. Simply the Best, Tina Turner.
Oh, yes, I remember that. It's beautiful. Also, when there's music playing, get up and dance. And, you know, if we're not used to doing that, then just get off the couch and dance. We actually do have to do the motivation to say, okay, because your brain continues to do what it's always done, continues to respond the way it's always responded. And it's your decision on a conscious level to change the response so that it will become more automatic for you, perhaps, to look at the bright side, to go outdoors, go to a museum to look at beautiful art, go to the zoo to see animals. Animals make us feel good, or they make most people feel good, because there's something very beautiful about them and loving about them. So if you can, get a pet. If you're able, you have your own home, you certainly can do that. So there's so many things that you can do, and it's up to you to make that decision, because the truth is no one else can make that decision for you.
What about light brings happiness and joy? Are you talking about the light of sunshine being out in when it's beautiful weather? Is that something you would consider uplifting?
Light is very important. We're going to do a show on light and colors, Joyce, because I'm researching it right now. I did years and years ago, and I started again. When people see a rainbow, they automatically get happy. Automatically. They don't have to think about it. They just automatically, because every color is in there. And white light reflects all colors. What also, there is a disorder that people have. I'm not sure what they call it. It might be sad or whatever. It has to do with the fact that when the wintertime, because it gets dark so early, they don't feel good. They feel so much better when it's bright and light. So, yeah, light has a definite effect, and there is now therapy. In fact, years and years and years ago, light and color therapy were recognized as healers, and it wasn't until the middle of this century, the last century, that it was actually declared illegal, that people could not use that as healing. But it's coming back again, and there is such a thing as the laser, which is light, and they use it for many different conditions. So, yes, brought up a very good point, light. Being around light, being outdoors in the light, people who get up early and go to bed early seem to be happier, you know, down on the farm, because they are getting more light.
I just want to recommend a few things that will add to this as well, feeling joy, feeling happiness. Faith is important, because when you feel down and depressed and hopeless, you're not going to be very happy. Faith, the acronym, is forwarding all issues to heaven, and I really like that. If you could let go and pass it on to heaven, that's a good thing. Again, with TV, my favorite thing to watch, and I watch it all year, is something called A Very Happy Yule Log. Y-U-L-E, A Very Happy Yule Log. I watch it all year round in the DVR. What you see is a dog and a cat playing together in front of a burning fireplace. 3 hours of music, holiday music, no interruptions, no commercials. So there's that. And I would highly, highly recommend my Christmas shows. My very favorite interviews of all time is when I went to the North Pole, interviewed Santa, interviewed Mrs. Santa, and interviewed them together. Those are my favorite shows, and you can check them in the archives from only a week ago. You'll see all three. I like that all year round, because they're my favorite interviews, getting the exclusive on Monday with Santa, Tuesday with Mrs. Santa, and the past Friday, both of them. It's everything you wanted to know about them, but were too afraid to ask. All the questions that kids have, I can assure you, they are answered, and they're very clever and fun. Santa's website is santarules.com. What's fun about that, and you could check that out all the time, you could click on naughty or nice, and it'll come out and it'll tell you which list you are on. Or you put your friend's name and you click on naughty or nice. Not only they will tell you, and they'll tell you why they're on that list. Santa's hotline, 951-262-3062. All year, you can leave a message to tell Santa what you want for Christmas. So these are some things that make me smile, that make me happy, that I take advantage of all year round.
Wonderful. And it's so important that we take advantage of these. You mentioned faith and, of course, how important that is. According to Jimmy Carter, one of our presidents, faith will permit us to take a chance on a new path, perhaps different from the one we now follow, and it may be surprising where it leads. Yes, be willing to take some chances. Be willing to do something different and look for the things, as you do, that make you feel good.
Very good, Beverly. So as we're wrapping up here, I wouldn't be surprised if you have one of your happy poems.
As a matter of fact, I do. And I also do want to wish everyone a happy new year, not just on the 31st and the 1st, but the entire year and beyond. And yes, my poem is Happiness is a Choice. Happiness is a choice. Choose it. You have a powerful mind. Use it. Decide that no matter what life sends your way, you look for reasons to be happy each day. In the third-dimensional duality of life, there exists both pleasure and strife. And when you seek, you will find your blessings, though they're sometimes disguised as lessons. Ask yourself, what makes your soul sing? Friends, family, and pets, what pleasures they bring. What made you happy as a young girl or boy? What filled your heart with laughter and joy? You'll always feel happy when you appreciate, or when you do yoga or meditate or sing, dance, spend time in nature, have fun, and your happy vibrations benefit everyone. Compassion and sharing, loving and caring, helping people who are in need. Happiness comes from doing kind deeds. Happy people contribute to the greater good. It could be globally or in their own neighborhood. Happy people know we're all sisters and brothers. They don't commit crimes or hurt one another. Happiness is a skill. You must use it, because if you don't, you can lose it. Neuroscientists say happiness changes our brain. In spite of life's ups and downs, it can help keep us sane. When we're happy, dopamine and endorphins increase. When we're not, these happy brain chemicals can cease. It's a fact that happiness enhances your health. And though it may or may not increase your wealth, happy people know when enough is enough, that happiness doesn't come from having more stuff. All these reasons and more keep you in the flow. That's why choosing happiness is the smart way to go.
That is awesome, Beverly Nadler. Really, really, you are an amazing, amazing poet. I never met a poem I didn't like of yours, ever.
Thank you.
What message do you want to leave our audience?
The message is simply everything that we have said. Choose happiness. Find what makes you happy. Allow yourself to indulge in it. And if you find that it's not working for you, then get the help you need, whether it's through another person or a book or my book, Vibrational Harmony, which you can find on my website. But do whatever you can to create more happiness, because you will not only help yourself, you're going to help the world. Your happy vibrations go out into the universe, and it actually improves our world.
Thank you for that. And folks, I want to end with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, a very happy, healthy, peaceful new year. And we're going to close out our show with some wonderful Christmas melodies. So enjoy them, dance to them, laugh to them, sing along with them, enjoy them. Wonderful year, all 365 days, every day.